Leigh and I are going to make sure that no one falls asleep today during the sermon then.
Because
everyone had enough rest. Well, today I'd like to talk to you today about Thanksgiving. And we have a very long passage. And we're
going to
do something a little bit different at the suggestion of the youth last week. It was Annie, Christine, and Ying's idea to do more discussion. So we will unpack the scripture together in more of a discussion group today. I've got a few announcements. At the suggestion of the youth, too, I think that I wanted to share with you downstairs kind of what we do sometimes upstairs.
So my
goal today is to share with you a bit more about what we do upstairs. Okay, so we start with some announcements. We usually do this in the beginning. And communion today will be at the end of the sermon. So first announcement I want to make, this is for David Siegel and myself, because we've been watching the World Series. Who's been watching the World Series baseball games? Well, we congratulate. We send congratulations to Boston and the Red Sox. Another announcement is baptisms are in November. If you have any questions, please talk to Pastor Song or myself this week, and you can email me as well.
下个礼拜有一个受洗仪式，如果你有想受洗的心的话，请跟牧师联系。
As I mentioned, communion will be at the end of the sermon today. Awana, as well as small groups, will not be this Friday.
童子军这个周五就取消了。
So that means, and some of you know this already, that all of us, church-wide, will have an outing to University of Texas for a basketball game.
因为我们取消了童子军的活动，所以我们全教会我们都要去看UT的这个篮球比赛。
So that's this Friday night at 7 o'clock start, so I'd like to meet everyone in the front at 6:45. Near the box ticket office.
本周五七点钟，我们在售票处，在UT的篮球场馆的售票处见面碰头。
Okay, everyone is invited. Everyone.
我们邀请每一个人。
So bring your coworkers, bring families. Some of you have family members that don't come to church regularly. This would be a great opportunity for them to come and have some fun.
带你们的家庭和同事还有朋友一起来欢度这个晚上。
Okay, so. This is also good for one more prize. This one is going to be a bit more intensive. Now, Asians, we love mathematics, right?
另外一个奖品，我们亚洲人喜欢数学。
We love statistics.
我们喜欢数据。
Okay, so here is an opportunity for the adults and young people, both genders, to participate. We're going to start a Yahoo Fantasy Basketball League. It's already been set up. Here are some of the teams. Komen's name is the team.
青少年和大人一起都可以来看这个题目，是我们要成立一个叫我们谭氏教会成立一个雅虎篮球奇幻队。Yonggun's
team is called the Nice Team.
我们是一个很棒的队。
Anyways, we have 6 registrants. I know there's about another 15 that want to participate. This is endless, okay? Registration ends next Sunday after the UT basketball game. And we're going to have a live draft. Can you stand up, Ethan? Ethan is going to be our basketball commissioner for this league. So how it works is you can go into Yahoo Fantasy Basketball, type in the league ID of 148119. Everyone's invited to join.
所以我们去这个网址来参加这个 我们的篮球团队。
Okay, and this is just for fun. We're just gonna see whose team. You become a team owner. Let's see which team can win the most points by the end of the season.
这只是为了好玩，我们为了能够看谁能够赢，哪个队能够赢。
Moving right along, we will have basketball at 4:30 today after the second hour discussion.
今天下午4:30篮球。
For the youth, we'll continue our second youth council meeting today. We'll meet until about 4:15, 4:30. We have some discussion time, and then we'll go play some basketball. Okay.
然后青少年也会再有继续的讨论，在今天聚会以后。
Before we preach a sermon, I'd like to do some congregational prayer. I'd like to pray for you. So if you could read with me Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 5.
让我们一起来祷告，罗马书12章4到5节。
Let's read together. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. I'd like to pray for us as we come before God and we study His Word together. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, I am thankful to you that it's the start of a new month.
神啊，我感谢你又开始了一个新的一个月。
We seek to learn more from you today.
我们今天更加要寻求你。
So help us as we examine our hearts.
请帮助我们检查我们的内心。
Help us as we continue to proclaim that you are God and we are not.
让我们来能够欢呼，能够承认你是我们的神。
Please speak to us now.
请同我们说话。
In your name we pray.
以你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please turn with me in your Bibles to two parts of the Bible, Psalm chapter 95, as well as earmark that, and please turn to Exodus chapter 16.
我们现在请将你们的圣经翻开，我们要翻到出埃及记十六章，然后要翻到Psalm 诗篇。95章2到3节
Psalm 95 as well as Exodus chapter 16.
诗篇95章2到3节还有一个是出埃及记16章1到35节
Let's read together as one congregation in both Chinese and in English the short psalm behind me.
让我们一同来朗读
Let's read together. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Now we've done that just now. Sister Wei did a fantastic job with Samuel and with Jonathan. We've extolled God's greatness this afternoon.
刚才敬拜团队一起来赞备敬美神，做得非常好。
God is great and He is worthy of all our praise.
神是伟大的，在我们的祷告中。
And we show God our thankfulness from our heart.
我们向神表示我们的感谢。
Perhaps through a sincere song,
从诗歌里面,
through a sincere prayer,
从真诚的祷告里面,
perhaps through adoration, as we are about to do later, through the breaking of bread.
等一会儿我们要做包掰饼的祷告。
So I'd like you to get in groups, and I'm going to have a hand in this right now as you make the groups. I'd like us to discuss a question. Before the question comes, I'm going to try to rearrange some of the groups. First off, why don't you guys get into groups of four?And then I'm going to make some movements, okay? So get into groups of four, and let's try to do this under 20 seconds. Go, groups of four.
来分成四组。我们整个会堂请分成四组。我们的建议是这边前面几个可以在一组，后面这一组，这边一组，这样可以分四组。
Groups of four. Groups of four. No, group, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Groups of four. Groups of four.
Yeah. 是一组里面。哦，对不起，我翻错了，是一组里面有四个人。是每四个人成立一组，不是分四组，对不起哈。
Yeah. Yeah.
是四个人一个小组。
So that would be many groups.
Yeah.
Each group has four people.、
Mm-hmm.You can do groups of four to, you know, five to six if you want. And, you know, just gather around.
Yeah, 大约四到六个人这样一个小组。
I'm going to break apart Coleman and Cheyenne. And I'm going to put Cheyenne in this group up here. And I'm going to put Coleman in a group with the girls. With the three girls, Annie, Ying. Coleman's going to go with Ying and Annie and Christine. I got Deacon Eric back there. That's great.Minley's there. Okay, these are good groups. Fantastic. Okay. I'd like us to discuss this question here.
我让大家来讨论这个下面一个问题。
Thanksgiving will be in three weeks.
三周以后就是感恩节了。
I'd like us to discuss why does the attitude of thankfulness dissipate so quickly after the Thanksgiving holiday?
我想讨论为什么感恩的态度在感恩节以后就会迅速的消散呢？
Please feel free to discuss for the next 5 minutes. At 2:45, we'll turn our attention back up here. Okay, this is a great start. This is a great start. We're going to have lots of discussion today. So this is going to be fantastic. Good. I'm glad you guys are gelling in your groups. I'd like us to now turn our attention now to a second part of Scripture, Exodus chapter 16.
现在我们来看一下出埃及记。
The passage that we are about to read now is very long. It's over 35 verses.
现在有35句的经文。
I'd like us to read 8 verses together corporately.
让我们一起来念前面这几句经文。
And I'd like you to read further in your groups in a second. So please follow along with me as I read in English. The Chinese is below there. I will only lead you in 8 verses. And then what I'd like you to do is to continue the story from verses 9 to 35, reading in 5 verses at a time. 5 verses from someone in English, 5 verses then in someone in Chinese, 5 verses in someone in English, until you finish up to 35, okay?
我先念前面八节，然后我们轮流念下面的。
Please follow along with me as we read Exodus chapter 16, verse 1.
出埃及记十六章第一小节。
So the whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they'd come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron.The Israelites said to them, If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in.And that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? Verse 8, Moses also said, You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us.But against the Lord. Please continue now in your groups of 4 to 6 right now and continue to finish the reading in your count of this account. Please take turns by alternating in Chinese and English, 5 verses at a time. Go.
在小组里继续读下面的经文。
When you are finished reading, I'd like you to discuss these two questions.
当我们完成诵读经文的时候，我希望大家来讨论这几个问题。
What did the Israelites really mean when they said to Moses,You have brought us into the desert to starve. And then I want each person to choose one and share why you choose your answer. And then the second question is, why did God only give them only one day supply of manna at a time?
第一个问题是以色列人说你把我们带到沙漠里来是饿死吗？当以色列人问这个问题的时候，他们实际上是在问什么？你有 A, B, C, D 四个选择。选择 A 是神让我们失望了。选择 B 我们害怕了。选择 C我们难道是让我们来负责这一堆糟糕的事情吗？情况吗？选择 D， 我们太饿了。第二个问题，为什么神只给他们一天够食用一天的玛拿？请大家来看看这两个讨论题。
Three minutes, go.
三分钟，请小组讨论，问题答案。讨论结束。
For question number one, how many people...Just, we'll do a quick wrap up here. For question number one, how many people thought it was A? Raise your hands.
选 A 的人举手。
How many people thought it was B?
选 B 的，我很害怕，我们害怕的。
How many people think it's C?
摩西，你应该对此负责。
How many people think it's D?
选 D， 我们饥饿了。
Well, guess what? Everybody is right. Give yourselves a round of applause.
都说对了，请大家鼓掌。
Round of applause for everybody. Round of applause.I'm going to read a short news article, and then Lei is going to just summarize it. So please listen as I read this.
我来给大家读一则新闻，他先读完，然后我再做一个摘要。
This is from the New York Times.
这是从纽约时报来的新闻。
The throng of Walmart shoppers has been building all night, filling sidewalks and stretching across a vast parking lot at the Green Acres Mall in Valley Stream, New York. At 3:30 a.m., the Nassau County Police had to be called in for crowd control. Tension grew as 5 a.m., opening neared, and there was a poster put up which said, Blitz line starts here. By 4:55 a.m., with no police officers in sight, the crowd of more than 2,000 people had become a rabble and could be held back no longer. Fists banged, shoulders pressed on the sliding glass double doors, which then broke with the weight of the assault. 6 to 10 workers tried to push back on the doors, but it was hopeless. Suddenly,Witnesses and police said the door shattered and a shrieking mob surged through in for a blind rush of holiday bargains. One worker, Jimitai Damore, 34 years old, was thrown back against the black linoleum tiles and trampled in the stampede that streamed over and around him. Some workers who saw what was happening fought their way through the surge to get to Mr. Damore, but he had been fatally injured. Emergency workers tried to revive Mr. Damore, a temporary worker hired for the holiday season at the scene, but he was pronounced dead an hour later at Franklin Hospital Medical Center. Four other people, including a 28-year-old woman who was described as 8 months pregnant, were treated at the hospital for minor injuries.
这个是《纽约时报》2008年一则新闻，是指在纽约州一个叫古西市的一个格林地购物中心的 Walmart 附近，蜂拥而至的人群在感恩节之前要来抢购这个黑色星期五，然后在3:30凌晨的时候，这些人开始骚动起来，然后等到5点开门时间将接近的时候，这些人开始赶快就要准备排队抢购，终于在4:55的时候，有2000个人发生踩踏事件，然后有一个节日雇佣的临时工，他的名字叫吉米泰，34岁，他就被人群踩踏而死。然后他当时就被送到医院，当时宣布死亡。还有其他的几个怀孕的，包括怀孕的28岁的妇女都有受轻伤。就这样一个事件。
These stories of human greed, discontentment, and dissatisfaction may strike you as a surprise in the modern year of the year 2013.
现在2008年以后到今天，这个故事依然提醒我们人性的贪婪以及欲壑难填。
This story happened 5 years ago.
这个故事发生在5年以前。
And it's happened every year since, and now it's 2013.
而且这过去的5年里面，每年都发生类似的情况。
Every year we see a cycle that permits a heart of thankfulness on a special Thursday, followed by mad enthusiasm on Black Friday.
每年从星期四我们有感恩节，然后到了疯狂的黑色星期五，这是一个一个圈，永不停止。
On that one weekend alone, we spend, as Americans, $9 billion on merchandise.
在那个周末，黑色星期五的周末，我们花了九亿。
And on the Monday after Thanksgiving, we spend close to $600 million for electronic shopping.
然后第二个下一个星期一的时候，接下来星期一的时候，我们花了6000万在这个电子设备上。
So I'm here today at the beginning of November.
所以今天在11月份刚刚开始的时候
，to say that these stories that we read in the news，
我们今天来回想这则新闻
，are very relevant to the account of God's provision of manna for the Israelites in the wilderness described in Exodus chapter 16。
这个新闻让我们想起来，在出埃及记神给以色列人的供给的这个故事是何其相似。
Having run out of food in the desert，
他们在沙漠中没有了食物
，that the Israelites feared they would starve to death，
以色列人觉得他们都要快饿死了。
You can imagine when that first drop of manna came down, the zeal they must have had in grabbing the bread.
你们想象当第一场这个玛纳的雨从天上降临的时候，以色列人是何等的惊奇。
And we read in the text that there was enough manna, it would seem, for every Israelite to fill their tent full.
然后我们知道其实是有足够的玛纳让每个以色列人来填满他们的帐篷。
From the account, it also appears that some tried, only to discover that it would not keep, and like God said, it would turn foul and it would turn wormy.
有的人试着想要采集更多的玛纳，但第二天它就生虫和变坏了。
And even though there's an overabundance, this directly was in disobedience to God's instructions.
实际上，他们试着采集更多的玛纳，就是违背了神的意愿和指示。
Their greed was evidence in their attempt to hoard a surplus.
他们实际上就是这是他们的贪婪的一个证明。
And so we pause and we ask why.
我们在这停顿一下，为什么人类这样的贪婪，在已知已经有丰富的供应的情况下
？Why would we disobey the person giving us everything？
为什么我们要不能够顺从那个给我们所有的东西的人
？Why do we line up at 3 a.m. for an item that we could buy for $1 more 2 days later？
为什么我非要在黑色星期五去排那个队，而那个东西也可能以后几天我再多付1-2块钱就可以拿到的东西
？It's kind of, and I'll share a funny story about myself.
我跟你们分享一个我自己有趣的事情。
It's so that I can feel secure about my future and about my children's future.
我就是为了能够对我自己的未来能够更加有安全感。
There is nothing I will not do to have the happiness of my child.
为了我孩子的幸福，没有什么我不愿意做的。
To the point where if he likes a toy,
如果我儿子喜欢一个玩具，
I'll buy 5 of them.
我就买五个。
Just in case he loses it.
万一他丢了一个，他还有四个。
And in case he loses the second one.
如果他丢了第二个的话，
or the third one.
或者第三个的话，
because I want him to feel secure.
因为我要我的儿子有安全感。
And I want him to feel happy.
我也希望他幸福。
And the last thing I want to see is to see him grumble.
我最不想看到的是我儿子对我抱怨。
So a month has passed from the time that Israel has left Egypt.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，
and they've reached the wilderness. Isn't it funny? It's called the wilderness of sin.
他们到了一个罪的旷野。
Now water in chapter 15 had become a problem.
现在他们第五章。
They were running low on food.
到了第五节的时候，他们有碰到了巨大的困难，他们没有了食物。
They were frightened to the extent that they actually rewrote history.
他们几乎要重写历史。
They began to think about how great it was in Egypt.
他们开始怀念埃及的美好时光。
They talk about how they used to sing there and they used to eat there.
他们想着他们在埃及又吃又唱。
And they became discouraged because only 1 month in, they had barely traveled distance.
他们才过了一个月，他们就想念那个时候。
Their growling stomachs soon produced grumbling lips.
他们的饥饿的胃，产生了他们充满怨言的嘴唇。
Now contrast this with chapter 15, where together they collectively and agreeably had been singing songs of praise to the Lord.
我们来对比这个出埃及记十五章，那个时候他们从旷野里得到了水，他们集体由衷的唱赞美诗来赞美神。
And now just 30 days later, they were grumbling and complaining against him.
而仅仅三十天以后，他们就又开始发怨言了。
And so I want to contrast this with the way that we sing worship songs on a Sunday, and perhaps in the midweek of Wednesday we become dissatisfied.
所以我想用这件事情来对比，我们星期天来教会唱赞美诗，而星期三我们可能回去就发牢骚了。
Or perhaps we're so full of food and surrounded by friends and family on Thanksgiving Day that 3-4 days later, when we see an online ad that says sale, 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 we become discontent.
类似的对比是我们在感恩节的时候充满了食物，有朋友，有美好的聚会。三天以后，我们看到有这样好的一个感恩那个促销活动，我们又开始激动起来。
Because we too are like the Israelites, where we become dissatisfied and then we begin to complain.
我们就像永远不满足的以色列人一样，常常充满怨言。
I'd like to share with you 5 ways that the Israelites complain, and we should be on watch ourselves in the way that we in watch of our attitudes.
我们应该来注意我们自己的自身行为，来参考以色列人的五个特点。
Let me really stress this. Pay close attention to these 5 ways that God was replaceable.
紧密关注，我们要紧密关注一个观点，就是神是可以被替代的。
The 5 traits that fooled the Israelites.
这五个特点，他们愚弄了以色列人。
The 5 traits that fooled the disciples in John chapter 6.
同时也愚弄了在约翰福音里面，约翰福音第六章这样的一个观点，五个观点也愚弄了他的门徒。
The first one is that they found something to complain about.
第一，他们找到了一些值得他们抱怨的事情。
When food supplies began to dwindle, the people grumbled about their circumstances instead of trusting God. So they went into the wilderness and they just grumbled more and more.
当这个食物量减少的时候，人们就开始抱怨他们的环境，而不是来继续相信神。
They began to grumble, where could they find food in the desert? Where could they find meat and vegetables?
他们的重点是在哪里去找到肉和蔬菜还有食物。
Number 2, their grumbling is out of faulty perception or exaggeration.
第二，他们的怨言是来自于他们对神的认知的偏差，以及甚至有所夸张。
Grumbling causes us to distort the facts.
发怨言让我们不能够看见事实真相。
I was telling you about how the Israelites rewrote history. Just 30 days earlier, they were talking about how they sat by a cooking pot and ate bread to the full.How easily they forgot that they were slaves. They were slaves, not free.
以色列人几乎重写他们的历史，因为他们回忆他们在埃及的时候是又唱歌又吃肉。实际上，他们完全忘记了他们在埃及的时候实际上是为奴。
The Israelites grumbled against their leaders.
第三，以色列人他们向他们的领袖来抱怨。
The people had forgotten that it was God who was leading them.
他们完全忘记了，完全是实际上是神在领导他们。
And this is what's amazing. Not only being led by Moses, but also in verse chapter 16 by the cloud of God which was before them.
实际上在领导他们的并不仅仅是摩西，而是神呢，甚至是神自己化身于云彩在领导他们。
This is cross reference with two other occasions, Exodus chapter 13 and specifically here in Exodus chapter 16 verse 10.
所以出埃及记十三章和十六章都提到这个事情。
And as Moses points out, their complaint against their leaders represented a complaint against the Lord.
正如摩西所指出的，他们不是在抱怨摩西，他们实际上是在抱怨神本身。
For the Lord in His sovereignty gave the leaders to the people.
实际上是神有完全的权柄。来给他们派领袖。
They grumbled because they are unsatisfied with what? With what they are being given.
第四，他们抱怨言，他们发怨言是因为他们对神给他们的东西不满意，不满足。
One of Grayson's favorite words right now is not, fortunately, it's not why, it's what.
我儿子最喜欢问的问题是什么东西，而不是为什么。
Grayson, we're going to eat breakfast. What?
Grayson 说我们要吃早饭了。Grayson 说什么？吃什么？
Grayson, I have a surprise for you. What?
Grayson, 我有一个给你一个惊喜。Grayson 说什么？
Now when Grayson doesn't get what he expects, if it's not a toy and it's perhaps a fruit, then he starts to cry.
当我的儿子看见给他的东西不讨他喜悦的话，他就开始哭了。
The people of Israel grumbled because what was provided is not what they expected.
第五点，他们开始以色列人开始抱怨，是因为他们得到的并不是他们所期望的。
What is it? They asked.
他们问是什么东西啊？
The flake-like substance later to be called manna was to be gathered each day, but not saved until the next day.
这样像小白霜的小圆东西，也不能够存到明天。
Pay attention, because this is the answer to the second question I asked: why it was given daily.
这个就是我刚才给你们的问题的一个第二个问题的答案。
The people had still failed to understand that God is the giver.
人们永远不能够理解神其实是给我们提供一切的人。
What better way than to see God provide for them each and every morning?
难道神每天早上都能够给你这些东西不好吗？有什么东西好过这个呢？
The Lord is teaching them to depend on His provision.
神实际上在通过这件事情在教以色列人是他给他们供给他给他们提供
not to depend on their tastes
让他们来学会依靠他而不是让人们来学会依靠他们的味觉
I love donuts
我喜欢甜甜圈
and some of you know that I used to go to Shipley's every week for five months straight every Sunday to go buy two dozen to three dozen donuts for the youth upstairs
我曾经是连续五个月天天早上去甜甜圈专卖店去买好几打的这个甜甜圈。
I got less than a dozen thank yous in 5 months.
可是我并没有得到相应的感恩的心，我并没有怀着。
I got less than half a dozen thank yous in 5 months.
在整过去的五个在整整五个月里面，没有人感谢我，用足够的像没有感谢我足够。
I got one from a young boy who is sitting here today.
只有在座的只有一个男孩当时感谢我了。
I got a half dozen complaints.About why you always bring donuts and make us fat.
有大概有六个人来抱怨我说你为什么老是给我买甜甜圈。
Oh, this one got me really mad. I got a dozen complaints about why not this flavor instead, because then I would eat it.
大概有十二个人向我抱怨你为什么不买另外一个口味的，非要买这个口味的给我吃。
So I totally understand when people grumble about what they are given.
所以我完全理解人们为什么对他们所获得的东西要进行抱怨。
Not only that, the Israelites, and like us, we grumble about how much we are given.
所以我们不仅发怨言说我们得到什么，并且我们还说我们能得到多少，我们对这个量有发怨言。
In verse 16, these children of Israel are instructed very specifically how to take care of this manna.
在十六节的时候，以色列人实际上被给予了非常具体的一个具体的一个环节，说如何能够来保存玛拿。
And so they directly violate the command of God.
但他们直接就违反了这个神的教训。
These instructions given by God through Moses were intended to test the Israelites as well as teach them about obedience.
神其实就通过摩西来教他们顺服的功课。
And to increase their faith.
以便来提高他们的信仰。
Let me tell you a story about my great aunt on my grandfather's sister.
我的爷爷的妹妹，我讲一个故事给你们。
We had a family barbecue with her when I was 12 years old.
当我十二岁的时候，我们在一起吃这个烧烤。
And you know, being my grandfather's sister, she was much older. She lived through parts of the Cultural Revolution. She stayed behind while my grandfather was able to get out of China.
她是我祖父的姐姐，她在中国大陆停留了很长时间，经历了文化大革命，很后面才来。
So my grandfather spared no expense. When she came to visit us, he every night he made a food for her. He had a big party. This particular night, he spared no expense and made sure we had a big feast of barbecue.
所以每次她来，我的祖父总是尽情的招待她。
And in the middle of the meal, I noticed that great aunt was a little bit quiet.
在吃饭的时候，我注意到我的这个祖母她开始姑婆开始有点安静。
So my mom and my aunt, which is my uncle's wife, went and talked to her.
所以我的一个亲戚就去跟她说话。
Great aunt, we're so happy that you're here to visit us. So good to see you.
姑婆，我们真高兴你能来。
You know, how come you're not eating?
你怎么不吃呢？
And she said that the food is delicious.
他说这个饭很好吃，很香。
But she just couldn't eat.
但是我就吃不下。
Well, can we get you more of this, or can you get more of this?
他说你可不可以给我一些这个东西，或者给我那些东西。
And she said that it was because of all the meat that we had. That the amount of meat that we had in that one meal was probably equivalent to probably a month and a half to 2 months of meat that 6 or 7 families in the Wang household would get to eat in China.
那是因为他这样的想要各种各样的食物堆在他的面前，是因为我们那天在烧烤的时候吃的肉，可能是他们六七个家庭两个月分到的肉的量。
Well, I'll tell you, I've never wasted a piece of meat after that.
自从那件事情以后，我再也不浪费任何的肉了。
I mean, every bite just tastes better and better.
每一口都非常好吃。
And we remember those that perhaps don't have as much.
因为我记得他们那个时候根本也没有任何东西可以吃。
I mean, let me just show you an example. This is probably the equivalent of the amount of meat that we had at that family reunion.
这个大概就是我们那天在全家聚会的时候吃的食物。
Oh, and we live in Texas. Like, this was yesterday. These are my friends Chris and his wife. And look at that beef rib. That was over 2 pounds.
这个是我的朋友 Chris. 他一个人就吃了2磅的牛肉。
I mean, that's 2 pounds in his belly, 2 pounds in his other belly. He had all this meat just for himself.
这些肉全部在他的都是他的盘子里的肉。
Oh man, like we are given so much.
我们被神提供这么多的东西。
And in spite of our disobedience, God's response to us very often is different than what we deserve.
我们尽管这样子如此不顺服，但是神常常用。
We know that to be a true statement, don't we?
神常常给我们比我们应该获得的更多。
Knowing that Israel's grumbling was the result of her lack of faith.God responded not with anger, not yet with judgment, but interestingly with provision, with abundance, with grace.
今天神给我以色列人如此的抱怨，都是因为没有缺乏信仰的缘故。而神回应我们的不是愤怒，也不是判断，而是给我们丰富的供给，也是给我们的恩典和怜悯。
Consider verse 16 to verse 10. He says, "I will still be with you, and through some special manifestation."He comes in a cloud and stays with them.
神说我还是要继续和你们在一起。
He then not only gives them manna, but he gives them what we consider a delicacy in Chinese parts. He gives them quail.
神不仅给以色列人玛拿，还给他们鹌鹑肉。
God fed them from his own hand. He was with them, showing them he was their sufficiency and their sustenance.
神亲手来喂养这些以色列人，向他们展示了他是充足的。
So today, as we approach the Lord's table,
所以今天当我们等一下来分享圣餐的时候，
those are two key words I want to think about. Is Jesus sufficient for us? Is he our sustainer?
有两个关键词，一个是神的丰盛的供给，一个是神供养我们。
We should not approach the table in a posture of grumbling or complaint. If we do that, we make an offense to God.
如果我们心里有半点的抱怨，那我们就是触犯了神了。
I'm going to fast forward a few hundred years later to John chapter 6.
我们到了约翰福音第六章。
In John chapter 6, the Israelites, same group of people, asked Jesus, "Our ancestors ate the man in the wilderness. It is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat."
第六章，约翰福音第六章31节， 他们说你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你，你到底做什么事？我们的祖宗在旷野吃玛拿，正如经上说的，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
Can everyone read verses 35 and 36 with me together? Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Verse 36, but as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. Pause right there. Now here we pick up in verse 41. At this, the Jews there began to, there's that word again, a couple hundred years later, a couple thousand years later, to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven.
哇，这个是约翰福音第六章写的时候呢，已经是刚才我们读的出埃及记的六百年以后了。这个时候耶稣对他们说，我就是能够从天上降下来粮，就是这样。刚才我们读的这个就是六百年以后的约翰福音里面的记载。
So in verse 43, Jesus replies back to them when they still talk back to him, and he says, stop grumbling amongst yourselves. And then in verse 60 and 61, they say to him, so, and these are actually his disciples. They say, this is hard teaching. Who can accept it? And then Jesus says in verse 61, aware that some of his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, does this offend you?
就是约翰福音第六章，抱怨的人其实已经不是那些以色列人了，而是在那个时代的耶稣的门徒，是门徒在抱怨。
And listen to this. This is probably one of the saddest statements in all the Bible. Verse 66, from this time, many disciples turned back.
66节是我认为是整个圣经中最最令人伤心的一个节。66节说，从此他们门徒中有许多退去的，不再与他同行了。
Some of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. So this is a misconception. A lot of people think there's only 12 disciples. There was lots. There was lots of disciples. The 12 were the ones that made the cut.
所以那个时候不仅仅有12个门徒，那个时候有许许多多的门徒，但是那些门徒就离开他了。
And so when the other disciples, you know, flittered away, he said, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" He asked the 12.
所以当其他的门徒离开的时候，耶稣给剩下的十二个门徒说，你们也要走吗？你们也要去吗？
Can we see how proud the Israelites still were around Jesus? They were still grumbling and unsatisfied with God.
所以你们看，六百年以后，以色列人以同样的怨言和神相处。
So I want to challenge us as we move along a couple thousand years later on.
所以我今天要挑战大家，现在已经是几千年以后的事情了。
That the Church of Jesus in the year 2013 must cling to a posture of thankfulness.
所以在2013年的教会今天，我们必须牢牢地怀有一个感恩的心，在耶稣面前。
Because we don't want to be known anything else than a humble church.
因为我们实在是需要做一个谦卑的教会。
No one likes to be associated or friends with proud people.
没有人愿意跟骄傲的人做朋友。
No one wants to join a group that is proud.
没有人想参加一个骄傲的群体。
I'm the oldest grandson of the oldest son of the oldest. My grandfather is also the oldest son. So I always felt I had these great rights as a king.
我是我们家的长房长孙，我有各种各样的权利。
And my mom would always ask the same question, what would you like for breakfast?
我妈妈老是来问我，你想早饭吃什么？
I'd say, I want chocolate this, chocolate that, I'd want croissants, I want this, but I always got the same thing. I always got the same thing every morning, like the Israelites, I got this.
我老是要求吃巧克力，要吃各种各样好吃的东西，可是每天早上我都吃的是燕麦，他们给我的燕麦。
I got oatmeal. I got chocolate chips in my oatmeal, I got, you know, fruit in my oatmeal, but whatever it was oatmeal.
也可能有巧克力做点缀，但是我总是得到的是燕麦粥。
So I'm going to tell you young people, I hated oatmeal growing up. It was my manna.
所以年轻人，我成长的路上，我非常痛恨燕麦。
But little did I know that I would learn to begin to hate oatmeal even more in college.
但是等我到了大学的时候，我知道我越来越恨这个燕麦粥。
Because it wasn't cooked the same way that my mom or my grandmother cooked it.
因为大学里的燕麦粥烧起来的跟我妈妈烧的完全不同。
I mean, it was salty sometimes.
更加咸一点，有时候。
It was thick sometimes.
有时候更加厚一点。
One of the first fights that Lorena and I got into when we got married was the way she made oatmeal.
当我结婚的时候，我的太太第一天就给我做了燕麦粥的早餐。
I'm going to move this along and say though that I did not realize.A few years later, how much I could only eat a few things. I got diagnosed with high cholesterol.
我现在被诊断为高胆固醇，所以我这么多年以后，我只能吃那几样有限的东西。
Guess what the doctor prescribed me?
医生说，请吃贵格燕麦粥。
He said I had to go back to oatmeal. And I ate oatmeal, believe it or not, for I think almost four and a half months, breakfast, lunch, dinner, as often as I could.
我吃了四个多月了, 这个燕麦粥了。
And in it, I had to trust my doctor's advice. I'd be thankful that I could live another day with lowered cholesterol.
我必须相信我的医生给我的建议, 我认为我继续吃燕麦粥的话, 我将有更低的胆固醇。
You know, RCC, we have many opportunities. We talked a few weeks ago. We have many challenges and opportunities together.
作为 磐石教会在以后的日子里面, 我们会有许多的机会, 一起有许多的机会。
I have a video that I was going to show today, but we're going to save it for Thanksgiving Day. Sister Wei, if you don't mind, we're going to show it on Thanksgiving Day.
本来今天要给大家看一个短片, 但现在我们要把它存起来, 留到感恩节那天再看。
Sister Wei made a great video, but I just want to save it for Thanksgiving. I feel it's better for that day. But I just want to say this. The Lord will give us what we need, RCCA, for tomorrow.
我想说的是, 神一定会给我们磐石教会充足的预备。
That means that we don't have to worry about little things. Listen to the words of Jesus. Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? With what shall we clothe ourselves? Where will we meet? Where will we grow? Why are we shrinking? Do not be anxious about all these things tomorrow, church, for tomorrow will care for itself.
所以我想说的是, 正如耶稣基督所说的, 不要忧虑为明天, 我们吃什么, 穿什么都不要忧虑。
Sorry, let me go back on too. So I want to just share a couple examples to close up the sermon. Number one, the UT basketball game is coming up when? This Friday? We have 42 people signed up as of this morning that are going.
截止到目前为止有42个人来报道要来一起参加这个.
We are intentionally doing this. To get coworkers and family members that sometimes don't feel comfortable coming to church to join us in some fellowship this Friday.
我们特地来组织这个活动，是为了使更多的人能够参加我们教会的各项活动，尤其是那些平时没有机会来我们教会的人。
I hear so many complaints, mainly from the youth, about why we don't do more things together.
许多在我们教会的许多青少年，他们发愿言说，我们为什么不一起做这个做那个呢？
So listen to this application very carefully.
所以请大家现在仔细地听。
We will no longer grumble, but we will begin to do things about it.
我们从现在开始不再抱怨了，我们立刻就自己来做这些事情。
Please email me by Wednesday. The tickets are free for anybody that wants to go.
请给我发邮件。 到星期三之前给我发邮件。
For those of you who gave me checks, don't worry, I'm going to give them back to you, but someone has generously stepped up and said that they would give all the tickets to church for free.
本来我们是要每张票收6美元的, 现在我们要这个票完全免费,
因为有人愿意。 Let me make this clear. This person, it wasn't UT gave it to us. These aren't just free promotional things. There's no advertising. It's someone is actually donating a set amount of money to cover. If we can get 150 people to go, that person will buy 150 tickets for the whole church.
所以有个人在做这样的伟大的事情，就是当我们不管我们有多少人去，他都会给我们买这个票。
I want every international student and mainland Chinese scholar as part of the UT game, as well as we need to think ahead for Thanksgiving holidays.
我们欢迎 国际学生和访问学者，从大陆来的访问学者跟我们一起去。
I want to make sure that every international student feels welcome this Thanksgiving.
我们要让所有的人来感到这是一个温暖的家庭，我们欢迎他们。
So we will no longer wait for someone else to host, but we will do something about it.
所以我们不再等待别人做一些事情，我们要自己来做一些事情。
We have a special church-wide Thanksgiving potluck the day after Thanksgiving, where you can share your stories about Black Friday if you want, on November 29th. Everyone is invited. Everyone must be included. Do your part. Make something that is special to you that will bless others.
11月29日我们有一个特别的感恩节的聚餐活动，希望大家尽量邀请你的朋友来参加。
We will continue to be humble and admit that we can grow in areas of gratitude and we will live in the land of enough.
我们要继续做一个谦卑的教会，我们要继续在各方面都看到神给我们丰富的供给，满怀感恩。
We will strive to do more inclusive team building activities to build up RCCA.
我们将努力做更多的团体活动，来建设我们的团队。
You know that Yahoo Fantasy League? That was just because Ethan and I were sharing some mealtime together and he came up with the idea. It's a wonderful way to get so many people connected and having fun together through a friendly competition.
所以让更多的人沟通，就会有更多的新的主意产生。
As we close today, we close with the Lord's Supper.
所以今天我们以神的晚餐来结束今天的聚会。
I remind everyone that we should not approach the table in a posture of grumbling or complaint. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to a minute on your own right now just to have some silent time before the Lord.
请允许我提醒大家，准备预备一个感恩的心来，而不是预备一个怨充满怨言的心来享用神的圣餐。
As the bread, as the wine is passed to you, please accept it with a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude.
当饼和酒传到你手里的时候，请心怀感恩。
Let's take 30 seconds to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper.
让我们来用半分钟的时间来准备我们的心。
I'm reading from John chapter 6.
我在约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6, verse 31.
31节，约翰福音第六章31节。
Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿吗？如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。
Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是从天上降来赐生命给世界的。
Verse 34, Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Verse 35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
34和35节，他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Please turn with me a few passages down to verse 50. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.
现在往眼光往下挪几节到五十节，约翰福音六章五十节。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃了这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
We invite the ushers to come to the front to pass out the bread.